Our roving philosophical reporter Molly Samuel takes a deeper look at how some basic rights can conflict with other basic rights. She files this report.
In recent weeks, influential news media have devoted reams of copy to Haight-Ashbury, lately with stories of runaway youngsters swept up in a bizarre world of drugs, sex, and sloth.
1967, San Francisco's CBS TV affiliate produced this documentary about the Haight-Ashbury. It introduces viewers to a neighborhood colonized by strange young people. Long hair, unusual clothes. It was where the Grateful Dead lived, where the world's first be-in took place, the birthplace of the hippie subculture in the 1960s.
KPIX Reports examines why this society exists and where it hopes to go.
Since then, the hippies have gone gray, and chain stores and upscale boutiques are sprinkled in with the head shops on Haight Street. And residents are concerned about what's replaced the peace and love.
I myself asked two gentlemen to move. They assaulted me and kicked me and punched me. There was another neighbor who his girlfriend went downstairs, asked some people to move that were sitting in front of their house, and they then attacked him, and that couple since has moved out.
Justin Buell has lived in the Haight with his family for about 2 years. He says the people who live here don't feel safe walking the streets anymore. So he's thrown his support behind a proposed law called Civil Sidewalks. Known as the Sit-Lie Law, it would outlaw sitting, or lying, on San Francisco sidewalks during the day.
There's the bookstore.
On Haight Street, a block from Buell's house, it's a beautiful sunny day, and the sidewalk is packed with tourists, shoppers, construction workers.
Spare some change for a fat loser.
And panhandlers.
People sitting on the sidewalks, eating.
The people we see sitting on the sidewalks seem pretty harmless.
But then there's another group that tend to be more nomadic, travel. They tend to have pit bulls, dogs. They have almost like fatigues on. Sometimes it's patchwork jackets. And they, you can recognize pretty quickly, tend to be much, much more aggressive.
Meanwhile, across town in the Mission District,
we're trying to make it illegal to hang out on the sidewalk in San Francisco.
Andy Blue is handing out flyers against the proposed law.
The fact that they say, oh, we're only using it to target this one group of people, right there shows how illegitimate the very idea of this law is from the beginning.
Who does have the right to the sidewalks? Are they just for walking? And does everyone have the right to sit on city sidewalks?
Is the right to walk greater than the right to block?
The sidewalk should never be blocked.
Activist and historian Chris Carlson, who opposes the Sit-Lie Law, calls the question a red herring.
You should be able to move through it without being harassed or yelled at or spit upon or given a hard time by anybody. Who has the right to do that to somebody else? Nobody.
Carlson sees this law as a political wedge issue, an attempt to chip away at public space.
We have a right to a shared experience in public, and there's no particular reason to restrict that unless somebody's breaking the law. You can't make a law that says sharing public life itself is breaking the law. That's the problem.
So would banning sitting on sidewalks boost safety, or at least the feeling of safety? Would it erode our rights in a public space? Is access to public space and feeling safe in it a right? San Francisco voters will have their say when they go to the polls in November. For Philosophy Talk, I'm Molly Samuel.